We want to give you a view of the western side of this storm. As Sandy came inland and collided with cooler northwestern air, it became a blizzard to people in higher elevations to the west and turned north to wreak havoc from West Virginia to northern New York and as far west as the Great Lakes. 500,000 West Virginians are currently without power, and authorities closed nearly 50 miles of Interstate 68 as well as 30 other highways due to snow, ice, and downed trees. We have with us West Virginia Governor Earl Ray Tomblin joining us from Charleston. Governor, you've got quite a problem on your hands.
We certainly do, John. It's one way. I think we got a kind of a three-way punch on this one. It was started with rain, very heavy in some areas of the state, and then overnight switched to snowstorms and blizzards throughout the state, and then the heavy winds on top of that. So it did create a lot of havoc. We do have the electric companies do have power crews in assisting them from out of state. We've got our highway crews, our National Guard out working alongside with the electric company employees, cutting the roads, plowing the roads to make sure that they can get into the areas that needs to have the wires put back up.
And contrary to the relatively moderate weather here in the New York area, where in many neighborhoods it's not expected that power will be restored for many days, if you've got that sort of a situation with snow and colder temperatures, the clock is really ticking, right?
It is. Obviously, it's staying hovering right around freezing, and which means as we go into the evening hours that the snow will be melting at a slower pace. So we are certainly hoping that the snow slows down as we move into the evening hours, and you know, that our highway crews can continue to plow the roads. There were times today when we were getting over an inch of snow an hour, and it was very tough to keep up with it as far as highway crews goes.
We're talking with the Democratic governor of the state of West Virginia, Earl Ray Tomblin. Governor Tomblin, we've been asking a lot of the political leaders in the middle of this crisis zone what their advice is to people. What we've been hearing is that a lot of times, especially when you have prolonged, difficult conditions for transport and power outages, you have to rely on your neighbors more than your first responders. Communities need to really come together. Is that your advice? Is that your message right about now?
Absolutely. I've, for the last couple of days, just encouraged everyone to check on their friends, their neighbors, their family members to make sure as we go through this process that the people do have what they need, that they're safe. If they need heat, we do have shelters open around the state that we can send people to get them to safety, and that's our primary concern. Obviously, as far as getting the power back on, our priorities are our hospitals, our 911 centers, facilities that need the power more than others. And also, we got a lot of small water companies around the state. Some of them are without power, which then starts to shut down our water supply. So, we're trying to get generators into those public service districts so that they can continue to provide water while the power is off also.
Well, a message to pull together. We certainly pray and hope that everyone is safe in your state, but they're surfing on 20-foot waves in the Great Lakes today, and you're skiing in West Virginia. What a crazy world.
It really is. We got a little bit of all of it going on right now.
Democratic Governor of the state of West Virginia, Earl Ray Tomblin, thanks so much.
Thank you, John. Bye-bye.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.